This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
I'm making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemades.
Where's me sausage meat?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was four.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue,
with news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
I think there must be a misprint in LB's Herald this morning because it says that the Red Sox won a game last night.
They're going all the way, Greg. They are going
We're
all
back.
The way.
Is this it, Chew?
This is it, man.
Another World Series season.
That's right. 154 in a row now.
Yeah. Unfolding before our eyes.
Right. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, right.
I've been with them since the start of the season.
I
never had a doubt.
I know you were.
They're the best. I was talking with Sam Kennedy yesterday. I said, what do you think? And he walked away from me and completely ignored what I had to say. I knew that was a good sign.
That must have been orgasmic for you yesterday to be in the presence of the president and CEO of your beloved baseball team and the greatest designated hitter to ever play the game of baseball in our fair city.
Highlight of my life, after he talked to you, I said, hey, thanks, David. He went, you got a boss. I was like, oh, he touched my shoulder.
It's amazing how big he is.
What, Ortiz?
I never realized. Yeah. I guess you just don't see it on TV, or you don't see it when you're at the ballpark. He is a big man.
Yeah. I guess I didn't.
Hence the home runs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I did. You mean like jacked big or
big in general?
Yeah. Just big. Yeah.
Like usually people look bigger on TV.
Yeah.
He actually looks bigger in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice he called me buddy at one point.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Think. Yeah. I feel like we're new besties.
What's other bestie going to say about that?
I don't know.
Isn't that what he called Petey when he didn't know his first name?
You know how many people yesterday, after that event, made a comment about my hair, and it wasn't complimentary. The comment was like, oh, what did you do to your hair. And I
did they give you the face where they weren't sure whether they should ask if something was going on?
Yeah, well, I think they think that I chose to shave all of my hair off on purpose.
Oh my god! I'm a monk now.
I guess I did choose to do it on purpose, but not because it looks good. So
we need to get you a T-shirt that says "I did it for charity."
I did it for the kids. You're right. All right, well, welcome to your show. It is 6:04, and we got a lot to cover this morning. If you would like to call and you'd like to participate, you can do it on this number, 617-764-9223. Or if you would like to text your comment, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And it's going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to get all the way up to 49. We are not going to see the 60s until Saturday, but it is good news that we're going to see the 60s Saturday. It is 39 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, and the red flags are up this morning. Does anyone know what that means when it comes to the weather conditions when the red flags are up?
Trouble? Does it have anything to do with a certain membership you've been granted in an association of professionals in the state?
No, it doesn't.
You got to put the white hat on?
It has nothing to do. Well, oh, yes, it does. Yeah. Yes. It does have to do with being an honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts. It means that there is an increased fire danger this afternoon. So just be aware if you're going to be clearing any brush or anything like that, or maybe tossing your cigarette butt into the brush on the side of the highway, that you may cause some kind of a fire.
When are you headed out for the controlled burn today, Greg?
Yeah, I'm going to get out as soon as we're done with
the burn. Actually, when was the last time you had a shovel in your hand?
We call that a fork.
Sorry. You're right.
Here's a text that says, Mr. Hill, I was at the event yesterday. Did you end up getting your beard shaven for free? And of course I got my beard shaved, is the way you say that, for free. And I mean, you know me, I'm a very frugal man. Cheap. So I was able to get that accomplished yesterday. So that was a win. I did not get a free lunch, but I got a free beard shave. Right. So successful day. On the show this morning at 7:30 or thereabouts, it is Sto5O, a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown police department, the Sto PD. And during Sto5O at 7:30, we will learn about the terror of the Stowe Python. Some may think that that is what the Stowe soccer moms have affectionately called me for many years, but that's not, that's not what the story is about.
I'm waiting for it. Go ahead.
777.
They call me the inchworm.
They call you the Holliston inchworm. So we got the Stowe Python and the Holliston inchworm. At 7:50, we are going to go inside the warped female brain with the assistance of Danielle. And so if you're a man and you're confused about the way the mind of the woman that you are in a relationship with works, you may ask Danielle for some help in sorting that out. She will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain at 7:50 on today's show. And at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. I assume that my nearly bald, gigantic dome will be the topic of many Hillmail voicemail messages that are left today. And you should feel free to have at it. It's a free-for-all on my fat, almost bald head. So the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your voicemail messages back at about 8 this morning. Coming up in just a couple of moments, Joe Biden has announced that he will be smelling your hair in a much more polite way going forward.
Thank goodness.
Isn't he precious?
What a guy.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
Also, we'll get to Canada, not like the rest of us. And, of course, up there, when it warms up to 12 degrees, one must go for a drunk lawnmower joyride.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll discuss that. And also, a man has learned why you should never honk at another dude's girlfriend at the drive-thru.
Oh.
And unfortunately, his auto insurer will be getting a phone call later on today. So all of that and the rest of today's news coming right up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is it a bad sign for the show if the first caller of the morning has anointed himself the nickname Long Stone? Is that a concern to anybody? Let's see what he has to say. Hello, Long Stone.
No, you're saying it wrong, sir.
Oh.
It's Ron Stone.
Oh. Well, I'm not. Listen, I'll take the blame for it because I'm the captain of the USS Hillman Morning Show, but that's the call screener who can't put enough effort into what they're doing to simply identify your first name.
That was my fault because I kind of speak a little funny. Help it. I'm from Massachusetts. That's just the way we talk here.
Yes, it is. Ron, what could I do for you?
I would just like to say thank you, Hillman. I've had a couple difficult times in my life, but that's what happens when you have a life such as mine.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to you and the crew because I should have been gone 41 years ago when I fell out of the car at 3 and ended up with 3 fractures in the skull.
Oh, my.
Lived through that.
Yeah.
But I've knocked on heaven's door so many times. Thank God St. Peter was on the toilet, so he didn't answer the door.
Earmuff. You want to say thank you to everybody.
I just want to say thank you. And that. One, can you play Epic by Faith No More?
I'm not going to have time to do maybe at 10 o'clock. Maybe I'll get...
Well, I remember the days when the Hillman didn't talk so much and he played some music.
I know, Ron. So
I know, those were the days. I don't mean to sound like Archie, but thank you for everything.
That's
you
kind of a back... Honestly, it's a backhanded compliment. I don't know if I can accept it.
Yeah.
Hillman.
Yes.
I'm 6'3". You don't want my backhand.
Oh, jeez. Now you're threatening me. Ron.
I'm not threatening you, sir.
Shoe, were you rolling on that?
Ron, it's been my pleasure to serve you, and I hope to be able to serve you for 2 more years until my contract expires here on the HMMS, or the HHSMMS, as Michael P. Mahone, the can man, might call it. All right, it is 6:21. and it's going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to get to 49. Right now, it is 39 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. 5 days until opening day, and 10 days until the premiere of Game of Thrones. All right? So just want to mention those two things.
A true old person right there.
Speaking of opening day, we have Red Sox home opener tickets to give away on tomorrow's show, and we will do that during the 9 o'clock hour. And you can actually win tomorrow 9-5 here at WAAF. So you can listen during the 9 o'clock hour on this program, during the 2 o'clock hour, and during the 5 o'clock hour. And then you can join us for the home opener at Fenway. You heard David Ortiz on this show yesterday say that he is going to be there. And we will be broadcasting from the Baseball Tavern, as we always do, on Tuesday morning to kick off the home opener. And that is presented by Budweiser. So I hope that you will join us Tuesday morning. And I hope that you win these tickets tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour on the show. We probably need to find some sort of a creative way to give these tickets away tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll have to put our brains together and try to come up with something that...
I got an idea.
Yes?
Since you're really Mr. Baseball, you're like the biggest baseball fan that I know personally.
Yes, season ticket holder.
Yes,
yeah,
huge.
I mean,
you're
a fanatic.
I'm a nine-inning guy, and I'm actually somebody who hopes that these games go into extra innings.
So yeah, I know. You're there the whole time.
Like a good six. I love nothing better than a good seven-hour baseball game.
I always see you during batting practice trying to get your gloves on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Why don't we do a Are You Smarter Than Captain bandwagon?
That would
be awesome.
I got to tell you something.
That way someone's definitely going to win.
I feel like I could dominate.
Oh,
you just can't ask me who any of the positional players are currently.
What number does Chris Sale wear?
Oh, jeez.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah?
You want to do Are You Smarter?
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon?
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
As long as there's a question in there about what inning it's appropriate to dip at Fenway, then I will be fine.
How much does the lobster BLT cost?
Let's see. Here's a 617 text that says, Greg, your fat, bald head took up my whole HD this morning on Channel 5. Well, just like to point out that at the start of the live press conference announcing the amount of money that was given yesterday at Granite Technologies, I was concealed behind several people. I wormed my way to the front and then positioned myself right next to the governor so as to make it on every single local news station that was possible.
Were you identified as local radio personality?
probably. Great day yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And you think about the amount of money that was donated by Granite yesterday. They donated $6.5 million to Children's Hospital just for that event alone yesterday. So it was an excellent time and a really inspirational thing to see yesterday. And I'm thinking that the hair should grow back by July or so. So what's that? I don't know what to be. Now, did you feel like I got a text message during the break that said, I like how Big Poppy and everybody else was dressed up at the event yesterday, and Greg looked like a bum with baggy jeans and a nacho bar shirt.
We work in radio.
Have you been for the last 100 years?
I mean,
radio personalities don't get a clothing deal.
First of all,
Big Poppy pays for his suits? Not a chance.
Probably doesn't. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I don't think you're supposed to use the term bum anymore. I think that's wildly inappropriate. It's going to trigger somebody.
Yeah.
But clearly
that texter hadn't been listening, I don't know, what, 1-2 weeks ago when we were discussing the brand new custom sport coat for Mr. Sitz.
Oh, that's right, Danielle.
I mean,
I'm still trying to pay that thing off.
You will be for a while.
It's going to be a long time. Let's see. Here's a text that says, were they able to get Chewbacca off your back, Greg? And no, they weren't willing to do the free trim of the beard, but they weren't willing to shave my back. We didn't have enough time yesterday to shave my back.
Would that be like one of those stories you see on social media where there's a severely matted dog and they take it at the shelter and they shave off the entire coat in like one piece and they hold it up and they're like, this is what this animal was dealing with. That's your back hair?
Yeah. Give this guy a dip.
One piece. It took 2 inches off his waist size, incredibly.
Here's a text that says, I wasn't able to listen late in the show yesterday. Who was the surprise guest? It was Big Poppy. Yeah. It was David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. It made Shoe's entire year to meet and to hold the microphone up to David Ortiz yesterday.
I had a hard time getting his entire head on your Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's head and neck are just gigantic.
Have you ever met Poppy before? Was that the
couple times, real briefly.
Though. Okay, all right, yeah.
So I didn't get to smell him. I was totally pulling a Biden on him. Like,
did you smell his hair yesterday?
Poppy smells good.
All right. Well, anyway, tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour, tickets for the home opener at Fenway. Make sure that you're listening, and we're going to play. What's it called? Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good idea, Shu.
That should be good.
Also on tomorrow's show, we will be joined in the studio during the 7 o'clock hour by one of our favorite news smokes, Natasha Verma. And we will also pay homage to the North Shore and the roast beef sandwich with the moderator of the North Shore Beef Facebook group, North Shore Beefs.
Think you'd hear yourself saying that? We're having a moderator of North Shore Beefs group on.
It's a great group to be a part of.
Really is.
You know what I mean?
Danielle's a member.
It does not help if you're hungry. If you're
spent hours
hungry,
looking at it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Great food porn.
Yeah. Because there's, like any other group, there are rules and there's a pinned post that gives you the guidelines on the terminology, the jargon, the acronyms, how you should take your photos.
You know, the Lions Club, they go on a can drive. These guys go on a
beef drive?
Beef eating marathon.
Binge. Here's a 978 text, obviously not from a smoke, that's asking why my jeans were sagging so much yesterday. I don't
know. You have no ass.
I have an ass. I just don't have a big bulbous.
You're back to crack.
I don't have a big... Yeah, I'm back to crack.
You're back to crack.
I'm back
to crack. One straight line. Back to crack.
Back to crack. All right. It is 6:29. Coming up next hour, it is Stowe 5-0 at 7:30, and we will learn about the terror of the Stowe Python during Stowe 5-0 at 7:30. And at 7:50 this morning, we are going inside the warped female brain.
So I'd like to gauge your thoughts on the latest condiment craziness, Greg, because you are the czar of sauce.
Yeah. No, I love I love condiment news, especially first thing in the morning. What?
I'm a little confused by this one because you're going to have to help me out with this one because I can't wrap my head around it because I've never seen it happen organically.
Okay.
So last year, Heinz went viral when they came out with mayo chup.
Yeah.
Mayo and ketchup combined in one squeeze bottle, okay? Then they went on, they did mayo must and mayo Q, mustard and barbecue sauce.
Right.
There's a new one coming, and it's Cranch.
It's what?
Cranch.
Cranch? Is that ketchup and ranch?
Do people actually mix those things together on their own?
Well, LB loves ketchup.
I put ketchup with everything.
Yeah.
But do you mix it with ranch?
Oh, sure. Not on purpose, but he has ranch poured on.
No.
It's like a Venn diagram.
He's got ranch poured on half of his meal and ketchup. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's good ketchup and ranch.
It's fascinating.
Can people text in? Do you do this?
Because I'm going to try that.
Don't you use different sauces on one side of your sandwich, bread or bun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put one, and then on the other side, so the top and the bottom, you mix and match.
Yeah.
But to mix them intentionally?
Seems a little tart, but I have to try it.
Yeah, might be good.
I can't really pass judgment until I try it.
Might be good.
Let's send the guys out. Let's get some now.
I think ranch is really having its moment. I mean, you had the free ranch giveaway that happened a couple of months ago where you could bring any size container and the Hidden Valley people would fill it up with their ranch.
Yep.
And I think that right now it's ranch's moment. Here's 978 text, which says, I have done ketchup and ranch for 10 years, and it is amazing.
Really?
Wow. So, all right.
Fascinating. All right.
See, that sounds like it would be good on roast beef.
Mm. Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
I think I would, personally, I think I would prefer ranch tarred.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, yeah, I don't think you can say that, but that's an interesting combo.
What about mustard, which would be mustard and Caesar dressing? you don't think that would be good?
Might be a bad idea.
That's a 2 a.m. deal, man.
Right?
That's all that's left in the fridge.
Yep.
You got one piece of turkey, a half a slice of bread.
Let's see. Here's a 781 texter who recently bought a bottle of dry ranch seasoning and sprinkled it in their ketchup.
Oh.
That's a pretty good idea. Mm. Or you can just eat that. I've done this before in a pinch. You can eat that dry ranch seasoning right from the packet. Mm. It's pretty good.
Don't you snort it in lines?
All right, Cranch. And so that's available now?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's going to hit stores later on this month. So it's in production.
All right. It is 6:32. And it's time for the news.
So yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden issued a video statement addressing all of his alleged creepiness and inappropriateness with the ladies.
Okay.
I figure we can get right to it. We grabbed about a minute of it or so.
So is he essentially saying, I understand why people are creeped out?
Yes.
By the action in which I am smelling the hair of women or touching the hair of little girls. I mean, he's
promised us he's gonna be a little bit more aware of things.
He's gonna be more aware of things. All right, well, let's listen.
You know, social norms have begun to change. They've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I've worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written a And so the idea that I can adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
Well, he's worked his whole life to empower women, except for the Anita Hill hearings. But the
right.
All right. Well, maybe that will work, and maybe this will all go away for Joe Biden.
I don't think so.
he just admitted that he's old. His wife was wearing an apron 24/7 in the kitchen in flip-flops doing laundry.
Well, excuse me, Dr. Joe Biden does laundry for no one.
Supper was supposed to be on the table at 5:30.
You're
so old. Yeah, get out of politics.
I think...
I wonder how big the numbers are going to get, because 3 more women came forward yesterday. So
how many?
Now we have a total of 7 women who have come forward saying.
And then they said they were uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Did he say, gee, your hair smells terrific to them? Or what's this?
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird. But,
well, the one photo of the booby grab was pretty sketchy.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was taking a photo. And you know how you put your hand around, you know, you take a photo, people put their hands around, you know, and his hand, instead of being down kind of on the waist,
mm-hmm.
in the middle part, was like right out.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. The index finger was right on the bra area.
Well, I'll tell you what was weird is that the Granite Technologies people told me that he was over there yesterday afternoon sniffing all the hair clippings after the event was over. God. Yeah, that's, yes.
I get it. I get it.
All right, what else is going on today, Danielle?
Oh, we have to talk about the Quincy car incident yesterday, because this is one of the most masshole things I've heard all year.
It is the most masshole thing ever. You are correct. And, of course, we were in Quincy yesterday. Yes. In Quincy, and this occurred yesterday.
So there was a driver who was trying to get down the street in Quincy, and there was a delivery truck blocking the travel lane. So this individual, who I believe was in a RAV4, had the brilliant idea to drive up onto the sidewalk to get around the delivery truck and the parked cars. And when police spotted this happening and went to speak to the driver said, "You're making a bigger deal out of this than necessary." To the cop.
Yeah.
To the cop, they said this.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
So Quincy police posted a couple pictures yesterday of the car on the sidewalk next to the truck. Matthew Freed owns Idle Hour Bar on Hancock Street in Quincy.
I don't even know what to make of it. It just, someone did not want to wait for a delivery truck to move. And I drove up the sidewalk and just couldn't negotiate it. Like a 20-point turn, he thought he was off-roading, trying to get over the curb. And then it looked like he just couldn't figure it out from there. I've never seen anything so ridiculous.
I have.
It shouldn't have been that hard.
I have just shared a link to this on my Twitter feed. So if you'd like to see the Patriot Ledger's photo of the vehicle stuck on the sidewalk and the Jeep that is on the regular street where it's supposed to be, then you could check out my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF. By the way, I had myself a delicious breakfast after the event yesterday.
Oh, did you? Where'd you go?
I went to a diner over there in Quincy, which I think is named for LB back in the late 80s or the early 90s. It's called the Wheelhouse Diner.
Love it.
You got a rando ding over there for the Wheelhouse? And so had myself a little Eggs Benedict. Yeah, I treated myself. You know,
on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
getting bold, guys.
Well, normally, you know, I have the same breakfast. I have the Teddy's organic peanut butter with some on a small piece of wheat bread with some banana slices on it. I have that every day, and quite frankly, I'm tired of it. So so I mixed it up a little with the Eggs
with
Benny
Eggs
over
Benny.
There yesterday at the Wheelhouse.
Couldn't add a green smoothie or something.
Good
mix
time.
It up.
Good time. All right. What else is going on? Anything else?
Yes. Martha Stewart was interrupted at a book signing last night, and it caused her to pull the plug on the whole event, much to the chagrin of her fans.
Oh, no.
She was signing books at Macy's in Herald Square in Manhattan, New York City, and an anti-fur activist barged in and was holding up a sign about killing animals, ranting about the whole Canada Goose jacket thing.
Oh, no.
Said this, that Martha had blood on her hands.
Wait a minute. This was an attack. So this is an attack on all of us, but especially an attack on the Instagram influencers of our country who wear nothing but the Canada Goose jackets. Mm-hmm. Never mind silver puffy jacket. The Canada Goose jacket is worn by Instagram models everywhere.
Yes.
Do we have audio of the protester?
We do.
Okay.
A technique for this. Something drip.
You know, Martha Stewart has blood on her hands. Canada Goose has blood on her hands. Martha Stewart has blood on her hands. Canada Goose has blood on her hands. Martha Stewart.
Does Martha Stewart have anything to do with the Canada Goose Company or anything? No?
No.
Oh, no. No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
That person's a little late to the party.
It's just nothing to do with it? Like, it's not, she's not a stockholder or anything
She
like
may
that?
Be. I don't know. It hasn't been revealed. I'm sure she wears them.
Okay.
I wish that I could have seen, having been to several book signings like this, I wish I could have seen the face of, like, the really uptight male cooking blog guy who was like just about to get his question answered. He's like, oh no you don't, I've been waiting for Martha for 10 years.
I
have been waiting in this line since her first hors d'oeuvre cookbook came out in 93. Get out of here.
All right. Poor Martha Stewart.
Yeah, poor Martha Stewart.
Yeah, poor Martha.
Anything else in the news this morning?
Poor Britney Spears.
Oh, what?
She has checked herself into a facility for what a source is calling an all-encompassing wellness treatment. Now,
it's a mental thing?
Well, like they're trying to pass it off like it's not, but let me explain what's been going on in her life. Her dad, Jamie, recently suffered a life-threatening colon rupture.
Oh, no.
He's still not out of the woods. Then in January, she took an indefinite break from her Vegas show to take care of him. So that, according to the source, has all taken a very big toll on her.
Yeah.
They say there's nothing dramatic, but she realized she needs to take time to care for herself.
Oh, good.
And she needs a break from everything that she's been burdened with.
I think we should all leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Oh, Chris
please, please leave Britney alone. All right. Well, thoughts and prayers to Britney Spears.
Did she shave her head?
No, she didn't go that far this time. She's preemptive. This is good. It's a good thing. Good thing. All right. It is 6:41, and coming up at 8 this morning, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So please leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a message now. We will all listen to your message together coming up at 8. Coming up at 7:30, we will learn about the Stowe Python during Stowe 5-0.
Ew.
A quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD, that is Stowe 5-0 at 7:30. And then after that, we're going to go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a guy and you're experiencing any kind of question when it comes to any kind of a relationship they have with a woman, you can ask Danielle and she will help. When we go inside the warped female brain at 7:50 on today's show.
Craig, it's National Burrito Day.
What? How did I miss that? National Burrito Day?
Correct.
Okay.
Now,
yes?
If you could have only one condiment.
Sour cream.
Really?
Was that confident? Was that your question?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
listen,
that confident in the sour cream.
I'll go in this order. If I could only have one, it would be sour cream. If I could only have two, it would be sour cream and guac.
Okay.
And this will shock you, probably to your very core. But third would be salsa.
Okay.
I mean, I put sour cream and guac before the salsa when it comes to the burrito.
Huh.
The burrito. What would you say in our fair city is the best burrito? Would you say Anna's Taqueria?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Anna's steak. Their super steak burrito.
I mean, you know, there's...
Two I want cheese. I mean, what kind of question is that?
You got some chain places that do pretty well.
Yeah, with the Noro.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
whoa.
My daughter is a disciple of Chipotle.
Same with B-Hill and the entire Bentley Falcons football team. They're always at Chipotle. Mm-hmm. And, they do a pretty good... here's a question from a texter that, well, I guess they can't believe that I didn't choose the queso. I'm a fan of the queso. But again, my order is... I might even move queso up in front of salsa. Like I go sour cream, guac.
Man, you aren't bound up, huh?
Not really.
A lot of cheese.
Do you get beans?
Fine.
Do you get beans?
To be honest with you.
You go with beans?
No, I don't go with beans.
You need fiber, Greg.
No,
that's a 45-minute poop.
I do not go. Oh, God. All right. I don't get, not a bean guy.
No, why?
No,
oh,
just
pinto
not.
Beans.
Pintos.
I am not. But... our assistant producer, Stiz Grimey, has walked into the studio this morning.
Yo!
I am guessing that Stanley's poll is up and rigid this morning.
It is.
Okay.
Up and out of tension.
Is the poll about burritos, or what's the poll about?
Of course. It's National Burrito Day.
Yes.
So I wanted to know, which is GOAT? A burrito, a fajita, an enchilada?
Ooh, great question, Stiz.
Right?
Personally, the fajita.
Really, Greg?
Yes, I love the fajitas.
Why do you want everyone in the restaurant to know what you're eating for dinner? Is that why?
Well, they do a dramatic delivery of it, but I just personally like the fajitas. I mean, they're all kind of similar.
They are.
What is the what's the food definition difference? I mean, is the fajita is the difference?
No, there
is.
Is the difference
in the fajita that you make you're making
right.
it yourself?
It's not pre-wrapped.
You're composing it yourself.
Right. So that's more almost like a taco. Because you're not like wrapping it like, I mean, you may be wrapping it like a burrito.
Yeah.
But, and then the enchilada, though, that I would choose enchilada.
You would choose enchilada.
Yeah.
Huh?
Those are like little burritos baked under layers of cheese.
Yeah. Well,
salsa verde.
Oh, my God.
Enchilada suizas.
I love those.
Yes.
Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, has a whole bit about various Mexican food items and how if you work at a restaurant, people are like, well, what is burrito? And he's like, it's a tortilla with meat, cheese, and vegetables. And they're like, what is tostada? Well, like, it's tortilla with meat, cheese, and vegetables.
There's not, to be honest with you, now that the topic is brought up by Stanley, there's not a lot of difference between, I mean, quesadilla is very similar too, but that, the quesadilla is fried.
That's flat, and, yeah, flat fried, and fried on both sides.
Yeah.
No shame in that. No.
All right, well, you can vote on Twitter this morning, at WAAF, or on Instagram at WAAF Boston, and tell us. Oh, you can't do they can't pick the three on Instagram.
What
right?
I think I'll put on Instagram is burrito, you know, goat of all Mexican food.
But on Twitter, you can pick between
Twitter, you can pick between the three, and also on Facebook, WAAF.
On our Facebook, yes.
Facebook/ WAAF Rocks.
Yeah. You had something to add?
I just really wanted a quick Danielle. You may know Anna's is great. I love Anna's.
Yep.
Mexico Lindo in Melrose.
What's it called? Excellent food. Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
Rando Ding over there. What's the place called?
Mexico Lindo. There's one in Lawrence, too, I think.
Really?
I think it's Lawrence. They're still open.
Really good place?
Their queso is fantastic.
Ooh, oh, really?
And then also Tacos Lupita in Lynn.
Yeah.
This is Mike on the phone this morning. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So the best burritos in Boston is Los Amigos in West Roxbury. Their spicy steak burrito is the GOAT.
Los Amigos.
Yeah, I think they have one in Cleveland. They added one in Cleveland Circle now, too.
So. Oh, okay. I'm going to get on my scooter and go over there.
Oh, God.
Hey. Jeez. Oh,
what?
Did you see the horrible video on Barstool yesterday of the elderly man on the scooter in the cobblestone?
Oh, with the face at the end. My heart broke for that man. I watched the video about 100 times.
I know. Everybody,
but every time you're like, oh!
Everybody sent it to me.
Oh,
it was
terrible.
It was on because we were talking about scooters the last couple days in Brookline and around our city. And this poor guy, older guy, he's got to be like, you know, not quite as young as me, but he's probably in his 60s.
60s, I'd say.
And he's on the scooter and he goes to lift one leg up and do the wave because somebody's filming. Header. And his face, his nose, his mouth smashes off the cobblestone.
Ouch.
It's just horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I think Danielle and I called it that this is going to be a, you know, hourly happening.
Right. I mean, it really.
People can't cross the street using signals and lights and actual images of a hand telling them to stop, let alone operate a scooter.
This person, 617 texter, mentions a place, speaking of, I think it's Brookline, mentions a place that has been there forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking 20-plus years, which is Sol Azteca, which is in Brookline. That place, they say they have extraordinary enchiladas over there. So
field trip.
Odyssey.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is National Burrito Day. Thank you for pointing that out, Danielle. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I didn't know that. So, National Burrito Day today. I mentioned that we're 5 days away from the home opener and 10 days away from the Game of Thrones opener. So
very exciting.
Is that an opener?
It is an opener, sir. It's an event.
It's a very, very exciting time. We live in a very exciting time. So we have home opener tickets to give away. If you're listening tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour and the 2 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour, so your chance to see your beloved baseball team, who got a win last night,
a rare
win.
We're back.
We're going to hear about that in the sports in a moment. But you have a chance to see your beloved hometown baseball team at Fenway for the home opener if you're listening tomorrow. And we are playing, Mike Shue suggested that we play Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon, since I'm a renowned baseball junkie. So tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour, if you dare to challenge me on my insider baseball knowledge, That will mean that you can win these tickets, and that'll happen tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour.
Is one of the questions going to be, what's the most expensive item on the luxury box menu?
It might be.
How many pieces of sushi can you have for an inning?
It might be. All right, it is 6:58, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 right here in Boston.
And now, LB.
He was either blind or drunk, and he was drunk.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by the Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, now offering platelet-rich plasma with A-cell injection therapy. That means you get more hair. For hair loss information, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Payoff. Swing. Ground ball. Hit the deep. 30 hits the bag. It hit third base. It goes into left field. A two-run score. Mookie on his way to second. The Red Sox lead at 5-3.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Joe Castiglione, not dejected Joe. Joe is extremely excited there. And thank you, Mookie. Betts broke the 3-3 tie late. And they end their four-game skid with the 6-3 win out in Oakland. They spotted the A's a 3-0 lead. Looked like it was going to be ugly. Then they rallied for win number 2 on the season. Benintendi, Benny, had the RBI triple as well. The finale with E-Rod on the bump ends with the 4 p.m. tilt this afternoon. The Celtics rolled last night after the Sox down in Miami. Hayward and Horford went off for just under 50. They played awesome. If these guys, if Hayward has his game going like he has the last couple of weeks, the Celts are going to be there at the end. Kyrie added 23. Jason Tatum was awesome. Next up, the Pacers in Indy. Tomorrow in the first of the home and home and there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.